This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
When the nights get cold and the lights go out, the sun is gone behind the clouds, and you feel lost, and I'll reach out to guide you home with my lighthouse. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa, I'll guide you home.
Welcome to Lighthouse of Hope. I'm your host, Michael Hempseed. I'm so glad you're joining us today. And I'd like to wish everyone a very happy new year. New Year's is a very exciting time for a lot of people, and a lot of people are looking forward to it, and I'm sure there's some people that'll be just glad that 2018 is over. But for other people, New Year's can be quite a difficult and daunting time for a lot of people, and particularly people with anxiety that maybe struggle with change and don't find change easy. The change in years can be very difficult for some people, so we're going to look at a little bit of that on the show, as well as a couple of other things to keep you happy and safe over summer. So yes, change can be extremely difficult for a lot of people. There's the uncertainty, what's coming next? And some people love adventures, some people love change, some people love things being different, but other people start to get very nervous about it, and particularly if you do have anxiety, although you don't have to have anxiety to fear change. A lot of people think, well, what if things are different? You know, what if someone new starts at my school or in the office, and what if the things that I really enjoy in life go away? And there's good reason sometimes to be fearful of change. You know, sometimes we've maybe had a bad experience of change in the past. But one of the things that's important to do is to actually actively think about this and ask yourself, you know, are the things that I worry about actually going to happen? And maybe you could think back to last year or the year before. Were there some things that you worried about at the start of the year that didn't actually happen? One exercise that I get some people to do is to write down all the things that they're worried about in the new year. You know, write all those things down in a notepad or something like that, and then pull it out in March. And I guarantee that at least most, if not all, of the things that you're worried about probably didn't actually happen. So it's just one simple exercise that you can do. Just get a notebook or something like that, or a piece of paper, or you can do it on your computer, and write down all the things that you're worried about. Because it's easy to imagine really bad things happening, but in most cases those don't actually eventuate. So trying to remain grounded and trying to remember that sometimes the things that we worry about aren't as bad as we thought they are. I'll give you an example. You know, when Donald Trump became president, a lot of people thought, well, he's going to blow up the world with a nuclear war. Well, that didn't happen. And then we thought the same thing when President Kennedy was in office way back in the 60s, that there's going to be a nuclear war and we're all going to be annihilated. There's a great book called The Culture of Fear, and basically that talks about we like to worry. In fact, we like to worry a lot, but actually most of the things that we worry about don't actually happen. So that's a great book for people that maybe find this time of year a bit difficult. Charlie Puth, One Call Away.
I'm only one call away, I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing. Then I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone. Scared.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about on today's show was, unfortunately, as you probably know, New Zealand has a really high rate of drownings in the summer. And almost 90% of these are because people get caught in a rip. And a rip is basically a very strong current in the ocean. And unfortunately, one of the reasons that it's so dangerous is if you're on a surf beach, it actually looks like a calm spot. So it can be very, very deceptive for people. And you might think that in New Zealand, everyone would know about rips and everyone would know what to do, but that's not necessarily the case. So one of the simple things that you could do is Google warning signs of a rip or what to do about it and post that on Facebook or Instagram or something like that so you can educate the people around you. Basically, unfortunately, what happens is if people are caught in a rip, most people try and struggle against it. And unfortunately, that'll just tire you out and it's very easy to drown that way. Generally speaking, the best thing to do is if you're caught in a rip, either try and swim to the sides of it. Don't try and swim against it. You won't be able to beat it. Often the best thing to do is float on your back, raise one hand, and that will signal that you're in trouble. But if you try and fight against it, you'll tire yourself out. And as always, remember to try and swim between the flags. The flags are there for a reason. That's a patrolled beach. If you just Google patrolled beaches around New Zealand, there's plenty of them. And, you know, that could be the difference between, you know, if someone you know does get in trouble, having someone there that is a capable swimmer that can help, and unfortunately a disaster. It's the Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. One of the other things that can be quite difficult for a lot of people is we have this idea that we have to make New Year's resolutions. And one of the problems is we often make them very unrealistic. And then we get into February and we think, I failed at that, I'm useless, I can't do anything right. Well, one of the big problems is the resolutions at the start. It's really important that if we do make New Year's resolutions, that we make things that are practical. You know, it's all very well to say that, you know, this year I'm going to lose 20 kgs and then I'm going to get a new job and I'm going to move somewhere and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And if you actually sit down and think about that, you've probably actually bitten off more than you can chew. Psychologists have found that human beings are really bad at estimating time and how difficult projects are to complete. So a list is very easy to write, but often we're not good at actually thinking, well, how difficult will this be? So although this sounds like a bit of a cop-out, one of the things that can possibly help some people that struggle with New Year's and find it a bit of a difficult time is to actually make sure that you set realistic expectations. I can't remember his name, but there's a very famous general in the US Army, and he said, if you want to be successful, start by making your bed. And on the surface, that may seem like really bad advice. But he says that if you accomplish that one small thing, that will give you the energy to accomplish something else. So maybe with your New Year's resolutions, don't make them something massive. Maybe make them something small. And maybe make it a mission to do something, even if it's something really small at the start of each day, and get that done. And that will motivate you to do more. Whereas if you think you've got this horrendous list of impossible tasks, you often just give up and become really demotivated. So if you are going to make New Year's resolutions, try and make them practical and possible. It's Katy Perry, Rise.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, oh yeah, so little faith.
Just fight.
So over Christmas, we have a time of incredible generosity when people donate food and money to food banks and places like this. However, what you may not be aware of is that that need doesn't go away in January. In fact, often the need is even greater in January for a lot of people. So I just want to talk about this for a couple of minutes. So as I said before, there's some wonderful generosity around Christmas, and I really think it's sad that if we're just kind and generous for 1 month of the year, that's not really the point of it. Instead, you know, if you do have some extra money or some extra time, maybe you could help out some of these organisations. Because there can be a tremendous, tremendous need in summer for people. And if you are struggling, it's really important that you acknowledge that. I know a lot of people are tremendously embarrassed if they have to ask for, say, food parcels or something like that. But if you need it, that's what it's there for, and you should be willing to ask for help if you need it. Wherever you are around New Zealand, there's always help fairly close by. There's a wonderful website called the Family Services Directory. So if you just Google Family Services Directory, that has a complete list of all the help and support agencies throughout New Zealand. And I know there'll be other people that think, well, there's someone worse off than me, I don't need this so badly. And yes, you know, food parcels are there for those that really need them. But, you know, if you don't have food in your cupboard and if you have children and they're hungry, then you're the sort of person that really does need this. So I really encourage you to think about that over summer. First of all, think, you know, is there anything that I can do? We often have this huge build-up to Christmas, and then it suddenly just stops. A lot of that goodwill can just go away. Well, one of my favourite books, is, if you've been following the show, is A Christmas Carol. And you'll know that Ebenezer Scrooge, it's about this character. He's this mean old miser, and then he has this huge transformation of heart. But one of the lines at the end of the book that a lot of people forget about is he says, "I will honour Christmas and try and keep it all the year." And I think that's a line that a lot of people forget about, because it's so easy to be really generous at Christmas and then just let that go out the window. But this year, I think maybe try and extend that Christmas season. Maybe try and in January think, well, who do I know that's in need? January can also be a very lonely time for a lot of people. A lot of people can be away on holiday, and some people find it very, very difficult. So I really encourage you, don't just stop thinking about people because Christmas is over, but really think about who is there to help. I read a very interesting article the other day, and it was on all these self-help books. And unfortunately, one of the messages of a lot of self-help books is you need to stop and focus on yourself. But we have a huge body of research that says focusing on yourself doesn't actually make you happy. And in fact, trying to be happy, believe it or not, often makes you unhappy. And one of the reasons for that is you look at other people and you say, well, what do they have? You know, they've got the nice car, they've got the nice house, they've got the nice wife, husband, whatever. And that's what makes them happy. And if you don't have that, that makes you unhappy. So sometimes actually some of these self-help books aren't very helpful. And one of the worst messages I think in them is that you should focus on yourself. There's a fantastic psychologist by the name of Martin Seligman. He was the president of the American Psychological Association for a number of years. And he found that far from selfishness making people happy, he found that showing generosity and helping people in need was one of the surest ways to be happy. So I really encourage you, as you think about this new year, maybe start to think, instead of, you know, trying to lose weight or some of these other things, all these things are great, but maybe you could make it a priority to help someone out in need. Maybe you could make it a priority to spend some more time with someone that you know might be a bit more isolated, maybe doesn't have so many people around them. Maybe this is the year that you could try and donate a little bit of your money to charity or something like that. Some of those New Year's resolutions are fantastic. It's Jai McDowell, Bring Me to Life.
inside without your touch, without your love, darling. Only you are the light among the
Thank you so much for listening. Take care.